He's worked it inside more. Klusman back in there. Jack Janicki, John Blackwell, Xavier Amos, and Stephen Crowell. Trey Norman in the lineup now for Marquette. Sophomore out of Boston. Which is about a point and a half a game. Ben Gold, Cam Jones, Chase Ross, and Caden Hamilton. 250-pound redshirt freshman out of California. Cam Jones at the line. He shoots two, and he is good with the first. 68% free throw shooter is Jones. For as much as he doesn't get to the free throw line a lot. But he still scores a lot, gets a lot of rebounds, and gets a lot of assists. Second free throw is good. He now has 8 points.
There's a little bit of everything.
Yeah, he really does. Press was on for Marquette. Now one pass and release is bringing it up as Blackwell against Norman. Breaks half court to the right side. 11:50 left first half. 15-12 Wisconsin. Now the trap on Blackwell. And they're going to get a held ball. They're going to say Greg Gard not happy. Arrow, Wisconsin. So the Badgers keep the possession, but they're going to lose the arrow. I think Greg was looking for a cylinder. Well,
that's exactly what he was, too. And it looked like it probably could have been that.
Miles pass to Blackwell out between the circles, throwing to Crowell high on the left. Hamilton defends. Now Amos at the top. He's with Ben Gold. Amos, the juke to the right, a couple dribbles to his left, now moves back to his right. Right of the lane, trying to trap him, and coming in was Ross, who got ball, but got body as well. And the foul on Chase Ross will be his first. So we're 8.5 minutes in, and both sides are unhappy.
Yeah,
here we go.
Yeah, and I'm going to say that might have been a little bit of a makeup call from the cylinder call.
Maybe,
I'm just going to throw
maybe
that
more
out
than
there.
A little.
Yeah, I know.
A whole lot of orange on that. Here's Klesman going into Crowell at the top of the circle. Crowell threw it away, breaking to the basket was Amos. The pass went to the corner, and it's a turnover for Wisconsin. Well, the only silver lining there is with these early turnovers, dead ball.
Absolutely, yeah. No, none of them have led to Marquette getting out and run.
Marquette averages 11.5 steals per game. And is third best in the country. The turnover rate against him, teams turn it over about a quarter of the time. Pointing to KenPom. Here's Cam Jones throwing to Hamilton, top of the circle. Back to Jones, top of the wheel. Lets it fly for three, and it is in and out and back in. Cam Jones putting on a show early. We're tied at 15.
And when he gives it up, you've got to get right into him. Jack Janicki doesn't. Just enough space for him to get it off.
Blackwell off the left wing, and he is fouled by Trey Norman. So Blackwell putting it on the deck, able to draw the contact. And Shock is smart, pleading his case. 15-all, 10:51 left in the first half. Four fouls against Marquette. Badgers guilty of a couple as John Tanjay set the check back in. For Wisconsin, he is in for Jack Janicki.
And it wasn't that Jack played bad defense. It's just you need to get some more minutes to understand how to guard that a little bit better.
Tanjay will inbound to Blackwell out near half court.
That's going to go the other way against Steve.
Yeah, Crowell pushing off on Caden Hamilton left of the lane. And the foul on Steven will be his first and the team's third.
But see, in that possession, the ball stuck. It is pound, and Steve's getting frustrated, so he's going to pick up the offensive foul there. Now there's contact probably before that, but just wait for the ball to get reversed and then seal the defender.
10:40 left in the half, tied at 15. Jones throwing to Gold, hands it back to Jones against Blackwell, hooks it back to Gold for three straight on, straight in. Then Gold from Cam Jones, Marquette with an 8-point run, leading 18-15.
You knew at some point a run was coming.
10:25 left first half. Xavier Amos dribbling down the lane, runs it up a whistle, I think, before the shot. Foul is called. Here they're going to get Ben Gold. That'll be his first. And now Carter Gilmore will come in for Xavier Amos. Badgers will be inbounding baseline right. Marquette leads 18-15 with 10 minutes and 20 seconds left in the first half. Blackwell will throw it in for Wisconsin. Looking, curling as Klesnick, can't get free. They'll lob it into Stephen Crowell, catching, and a contested catch in the right wing. Moves it off to Gilmore, turns it back to Crowell, sends to Tanjay, baseline right, in the lane, and jump another ball. Tie-up. Jones tied him up. Arrow Marquette. That's kind of what you were talking about, Butchie. You know, you might get hit, but they're not going to call it. So
they're
how do you react to it?
Say, there's no
so
way.
Yeah. So now like, if you're Wisconsin, like, okay, this is how it's going to be. Let's go. Yep. Let's play on. Halfway through the first half, 18-15 Marquette. Gold top of the circle. Hands off to Jones, high on the left. Jones still dribbling out between the circles, drifting to the right side. Now Tanjay will get him off the switch. Gives it to Caden Hamilton. Back to Jones. Down the lane. Swoops it left hand. Around and out. No good. Crowell the rebound. Outlet to Blackwell. Three-point lead Marquette. Here's Klesman, open three, left pocket, not this time, no good. One and out, Chase Ross, the rebound for Marquette. He'll push it up the middle of the front court, leads it for Hamilton, left of the lane, as the Badgers get back in transition. Backing is Hamilton, single coverage Crowell. Hamilton pivots, goes up right hand, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds, it'll belong to Wisconsin with 9:25 left in the half, 18-15 Marquette.
And both ways, there's lots of contact.
Yes.
That's what this is. So I get wanting to complain.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to get you anywhere in this game.
Yeah, just got to.
You got to play through it.
Yeah, not for the meek here today.
This game never has been.
Here's Tanjay. The front court of the right side breaking the press now. Low on the right goes up. Got fouled by Ben Gold. And John Tanjay said, okay,
absolutely,
let's do it.
Right? That's the difference.
That's two on Gold now as Tanjay will go to the free throw line for two shots. Badgers have gone scoreless. For the last four-plus minutes, Tanjay will try to put a stop to that. He is one of two at the free throw line. 4 points so far for Tanjay.
And that's where having an experienced player, just understanding the moment, the time, kind of the run that Marquette's on. All right, try to get to the free throw line. Slow this thing down, put some points on the board.
Caden Hamilton, who had checked out a moment ago, checks right back in. His Gold on the bench with two fouls. Second free throw for Tanjay is good. 18-17 Marquette with 9:12 left of the first half. Jones hands off to Stevie Mitchell. A bounce for Hamilton. Left foul line extended. Leaves it for Jones. Baseline left. The floater is off the rim and out. No good. Another rebound for Stephen Crowell. He'll leave it for Blackwell. Jog it up the floor for Wisconsin. Looks off a high screen from Crowell, high on the right, throwing to Stevie, top of the circle. And it's poked away from behind by Hamilton, and out of bounds to Wisconsin. Hamilton is 6'9", a solid 250, a redshirt freshman, Nolan Winter, coming in for Crowell now. Shot clock at 19, 8:51 left in the half. Tanjay sideline left will throw it into John Blackwell. Blackwell surveys the Marquette defense. Showing a little zone here.
Absolutely.
And we'll do that and often morph into a man. These some of the Marquette games watched. Still zone right now. Five to shoot. Here's Blackwell high on the left with two to shoot. With one. Got to go. Winter, that's going to be too late. He made it, but it was well after the shot clock had expired. So, you know, Wisconsin kind of caught on its heels there as Marquette throwing a little zone at the Badgers. Again, not unexpected. But the Badgers did not handle it well as McGee comes in for Blackwell. 8:31 left in the half, 18-17 Marquette.
And against that zone, just quicker decisions. Six turnovers here by Wisconsin.
Jones to the front court for Marquette. High screen, David Joplin hooks it back to Joplin, top of the circle. Gilmore defense. Joplin drives the lane, stops, walk with the ball.
Traveled, absolutely.
Yep, tried to hit the brakes, but dragging the pivot foot. And Marquette guilty of the turnover as Chase Ross will come back in for the Golden Eagles and for Trey Norman. 18-17 Marquette with 8:21 left in the first half.
Some token pressure right here.
And up the floor is Carter Gilmore through the midcourt logo. Leaves it for Klesman high on the left. Max tossed it back to Gilmore. Feeds Nolan Winter. Sends to Gilmore, left of the circle. A pass for Kamari McGee. Little screen and roll inside Gilmore. Outside Tanjay for three, right corner. That's blocked. It comes back to Tanjay. Baseline right in the lane. Lost the handle. Turnover Wisconsin. Here's Chase Ross. Ross on the go. Left of the lane. Off balance shot. Blocked by Gilmore. Here's McGee the other way for Wisconsin. Kamari, the middleman, drives the lane. Throws it up and in off the glass as he goes crashing into the Marquette cheerleaders as the Badgers lead 19-18. Jones the other way, stops baseline right with 7:39 left in the first half. David Joplin left hand dribble to the left elbow and he'll retreat top of the circle. Bobs off a Hamilton screen, picked up by Winter in the switch. Right of the lane, throws it up and in over Winter. David Joplin with four. Back and forth we go, 20-19 Marquette.
Yeah, right, back and forth is right. That's exactly, the pace is so quick right now.
7:20 left in the first half. Tanjay right corner, dribbles to the wing, throws to Gilmore, refeeds Tanjay. Rotates to Winter, left of the circle. Winter one dribble, a handoff to Max Klesman. Thought about it, turned it down, and a pass was knocked away. Contact made it. Foul against Marquette, and I think they said Cam Jones there, and if that's the case, that's two on Marquette. Star guard as we have the under eight media timeout. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are proud partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Seeds you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit ffseed.com to learn more. 7:09 left of the first half. Marquette 20, Wisconsin 19. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
It's her birthday or your anniversary. Do something different for her this year. Have her jewelry refreshed or restored to new. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we can help you with this. We have two skilled jewelers in store every day, and we can rebuild, refinish, or restore her jewelry to new. What a romantic gesture that would be. Our craftsmanship, mixed with the technology we use, we can repair nearly any jewelry. Laser welding, laser engraving, 3D printing from CAD, and more. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
There's a small Wisconsin town where the population grows to 10 times its size every February.
Normally, we're about 2,600 people during Berkey Week. That gets up to 20, 30,000.
That's Blair Flickinger with the Foundation for the American Birkebeiner. The skiing marathon started with a couple of people carving a trail between Hayward and Cable 50 years ago. It's also a tribute to the ski culture of another country already hosting its own Birkebeiner. Is it Turkey, Norway, or Germany? The answer are coming up.
There's a camaraderie that comes along with this event that is unparalleled.
A camaraderie between people who come to Hayward from around the world.
Make everyone feel like Hayward is their spot for the week.
So did you guess the Berkey was created as a tribute to Norway's 100-year-old race? And while our Berkey is a well-known winter event, it's still growing by adding other races all throughout the year. There's a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Let's get to a U.S. Bank scoreboard update. Two Big Ten games have gone final. Ohio State, which got throttled earlier in the week against Maryland, put it to Rutgers today, 80-66. And it was Michigan State, 89, Nebraska, 52.
Yes, you said that correctly.
Wow. I had to look at that a couple times. Welcome to the Big Ten. I mean, good, solid teams can get boat raced. Max Klesmit will be at the free throw line as we get set to resume play. We have 7:09 left in the first half. Marquette 20, Wisconsin 19. Klesmit with a couple of three-point hits. 89% at the foul line, a 1-1. The free throw is good. Again, that foul was on Cam Jones, so he is on the bench with two fouls.
And Wisconsin's in the bonus with 7:09 left.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't forget why you've gotten to the bonus. You've been strong with the ball more or less. Yes, you've got six turnovers, but most of the time here, you've driven, you've handled the contact, you've done a good job. Can't get three-point happy right now, though.
Lesman comes out making those free throws. Blackwell is back in. 21-20, Wisconsin. He's up the floor, it's Chase Ross. He'll hand it to Owens. Gives to Hamilton at the top, feeds Ross left wing. Looking around a screen and inside to Hamilton, pivots in the lane, tossed it out right wing for Joplin. He's with Carter Gilmore. Joplin trying to drive him baseline, and he got cut off and then fouled by Gilmore. That'll be the first on Carter and the fourth on Wisconsin. If you're wondering, Shaka Smart and Greg Gard are pretty close to the same, at least early returns this season, on playing guys with two fouls in the first half. Jones is on the bench with two right now. Inbounds pass to Hamilton, right wing. Moves it out to Demarius Owens at the top of the circle. Owens, right-hand dribble. Trying to back on Blackwell. Throwing to Hamilton, right corner. Shot clock at 10. Hamilton moving in on Winter. Pivots, pumps, up right hand. Good off the glass.
Good footwork there.
Really was. Redshirt freshman. It's impressive. 22-21, Marquette. 6.5 minutes left in the first half. Kamari McGee throwing to Nolan Winter. Feeds Blackwell. Gives to Gilmore at the top. Gilmore scoops it to McGee. Kamari to the top of the circle. Now sends to Winter, a flip for Blackwell left side. Brings it back out front. is to Gilmore. Shot clock is at 10. Blackwell along the left sideline. Throwing to Gilmore at the top. Turns it to Tanjay. Finding a gap off the right wing. Out to McGee. Whips to Gilmore. Four to shoot. Gilly to the line. In the lane. Slips it in to Nolan Winters. Slam dunk. Oh, nice find with the shot clock winding down. 23-22. Wisconsin. 6 minutes left in the first half. David Joplin for Marquette on the right side. Surveys the defense. Throws to Stevie Mitchell with Tanjay defending. Mitchell throwing to Hamilton. Sagging off him is Nolan Winter. Hamilton just under the three-point line. Shot clock at 10. Joplin driving left lane line. Pushed it up off the glass and down. He has six. 24-23. Marquette, 5:35 left in the first half. Carter Gilmore outside left for Wisconsin. Gilmore kills the dribble. Bounces to Tanjay against Mitchell left wing. Tanjay now the second defender and Joplin, and a foul is called. This will get Tanjay to the line for a 1-1 on team foul number 8 against Marquette.
And my question was with Cam Jones out, where was the offense going to come from Marquette? But David Joplin's answered that question for them. But offensively for Wisconsin, they've been patient. You can see that when John Tanjay gets the ball on the wing area, that Marquette's bringing the double team right away. John did a good job of reading that double team, dribbling around that, getting the foul, and getting to the free throw line. So,
and they get that second foul on Joplin, who comes out.
So the same question. Where's the offense going to come from Marquette for the next 5:23? Now, I don't anticipate Cam Jones being out the whole 5:23 here, even though Shaka doesn't like playing guys with two fouls.
Tanjay hits the first free throw. Greg's numbers are higher than usual, the two-foul participation. A lot of that came from the Arizona game, though, as the second free throw from Tanjay is good. 25-24 Wisconsin with 5:20 left in the first half. Stevie Mitchell to the front court. Royce Parham gives off to Chase Ross. Now Mitchell, long three, right of the circle, straight through. Stevie Mitchell doesn't shoot many, but he's very efficient.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, he's now 8 of 13 on the season.
Yeah, that would be very efficient. 27-25 Marquette, 5 minutes left, first half. Gilmore leads it for Tanjay against Owens. Dribbles off the left wing into a crowd. Chase Ross there helping. The foul is called. We'll bail out variety there. They get it on Demarius Owens. That'll be his first. That's team foul number 9 against Marquette. Max Klesmet ready to check in again for Wisconsin. In for Carter Gilmore. So Tanjay will go back to the foul line. Badgers down 2 with 4:55 left of the first half. Tanjay with 8 points. 5 coming from the free throw line. 5 out of 6. Front end of the 1-1 is good.
But that's where John has done it. Fantastic job in this game and just continuing to put his head down and drive. Put his head down and drive. Understanding what needs to happen.
Second free throw coming up for Tanjay on the way. Nothing but net. Tied at 27. 4:55 left in the first half. Ross leaves it for Mitchell out top. Now it's Parham dribbling to the left wing. Crowell back in defending. Parham backing on him in the lane. Goes up right hand around Crowell off the left side of the rim. No good. Tanjay rips away the rebound for Wisconsin. Tanjay dribbling left hand of the front court to the line. Down the lane to the rim. Pushed it up in traffic. Rolls in for John Tanjay. And the Badgers lead 29-27.
Kid is just different.
He just
understands the moment, what to do, how to read defenses.
4:23 left in the half. Owen stops the dribble at the free throw line. Tossed it back out to Chase Ross against McGee. Ross blew by him. Goes to the rim up around Tanjay. Missed, but a foul. It'll go against Tanjay. That'll be his first. And free throws coming up for Marquette. Badgers are 9 out of 10 at the foul line. Marquette 4 of 4. Chase Ross, who played but 10 minutes on Wednesday night, left with the ankle injury, but right back in the lineup for Marquette today. He is 2 of 2 at the foul line. First free throw is short. There's Marquette ready to sub again. Caden Hamilton will re-enter in for Ben Gold.
We had 2, and that's what, you know, Shock is trying to do right now is monitor these two fouls. Thankfully for Wisconsin, there's really not that many issues. You got Kamari's got one, Tanja's got one, Max has got one, Big Steve's got one.
Second free throw coming up for Chase Ross, and he is good with the second, so he splits. 29-28 Wisconsin. Marquette showing a little backcourt pressure, starting to release it with 4:10 left in the half. 29-28 the Badgers. McGee to the front court, throwing to Tanjay. A toss for Max Klesman high on the left. Bounce pass Crowd. Stevie between the circles against Caden Hamilton. A flip for John Blackwell on the right wing. Blackwell, left-hand dribble against Royce Parham. Picks up the dribble, feeds Tanjay. Drives by Mitchell in the lane. Jump stop out to Blackwell for three straight on. And it's short, no good. Rebound to Marius Owens of Marquette. Chance for Marquette to regain the lead. Owens driving right down the lane. Knocked away. They'll get a foul called. And if it's Tanjay, that's going to be two on him.
I think that's who it is, too.
Yep, it is. So two on John Tanjay, who likely will sit the remainder of the half. He has 12 points. This will take a break at the under four media timeout. Badger Extra is the best website and mobile app for everything Badger sports from the experts at the State Journal. Go to BadgerExtra.com or search your app store today. 3:42 left in the first half. Wisconsin 29, Marquette 28. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
It's the Get Holiday Ready sales event with Hank and Sam from the Ford crew. Today, a new shipment of inventory.
Hank, what's going on?
Another hauler full of new Ford trucks and SUVs, Sam.
So much SUV capability. Is that?
Ford F-Series, the best-selling trucks for 47 years. And a big selection means...
big savings?
Yep, which means...
it's the best time to buy.
Well done, Sam. And time for America to get holiday ready with Ford.
Based on 1977 to 2023, CY Industry reported total sales.
U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. 16 lead changes? Yeah, that's what it says. 16
yeah,
lead changes.
That's not wrong. There's going to be a lot more of them, too. Yeah. We anticipated this with this game.
Yep.
Well, there's two really good basketball teams.
3 minutes and 42 seconds left of the first half. Wisconsin 29, Marquette 28. So, we talk about the lead changes. You also have some fouls piling up. Ben Gold with two, David Joplin with two, Cam Jones with two. John Tanjay just picked up his second. So, Tanjay on the bench. You got Crow, Gilmore, Blackwell, Klesmitz, and McGee on the floor for Wisconsin. Demarius Owens, Rochester, New York, Western Reserve Academy in Ohio. The first free throw is good for Owens. He was there, as was Royce Parham, as was a few years ago Marcus Ilver on the Wisconsin roster. Owens hitting the first free throw for his first point of the day, and he is good with the second. Lead change number 17. It's now 30-29 Marquette. As Marquette showing press, inbounds pass to McGee. Demario bring it up. Demarius Owens defends. Parham teasing trap, but won't as McGee breaks the half court on the right side. 3.5 minutes left till halftime. 1 point lead Marquette. Max Klesman out front for the Badgers. He'll throw to Stephen Crowell. Goes inside Gilmore. Back out to McGee. Three shot. Right corner. Good. Inside out they go. 32-30 Wisconsin.
That was just great ball movement is what that was. Extra passes playing for each other.
3:13 left till halftime. Owens out front. Leads up for Stevie Mitchell between the circles. Mitchell whips to Owens high on the left. Goes into Hamilton. Left of the lane. Single coverage Crowell. Backing is Hamilton. Left shoulder turn. Up right hand. Back rim no. Crowell the rebound for Wisconsin. outlet to Blackwell, moves to the middle. John to the front court, to the line, down the lane, to the rim, layup, no good. As he missed the chance, rebound, lose a tip, and a foul called. And this will go against Kamari McGee, and that will be his second foul. 2 minutes and 51 seconds left in the first half, and that is team foul number 7 against Wisconsin.
I didn't think there was a lot there on that Kamari McGee foul. I really didn't.
Yeah.
That was the first time where I'm like, oh, okay. Trying to figure out where that happened.
Owens at 1-1. He hit 2 a moment ago. Jack Janicki ready to check in for Wisconsin. Front end is good. As Janicki will come in for McGee, who will sit with 2 fouls.
And what this back and forth has done, it's allowed Shaka Smart to keep Cam Jones on the bench. I did not think that he'd be on the bench for the last 6 minutes of this first half, but right now with where they're at, there's no reason to put him in.
Second, I mean,
it's
a tied
ball game.
Yep, second free throw is good. Tied at 32, 2:50 left of the first half. Blackwell up the floor for Wisconsin, throwing to Carter Gilmore at the logo, midcourt logo. Angles left, gives off to Klesman on the right side, who's hit a couple of threes in this game. Max against Chase Ross, kills the dribble, throws to Crowell high on the left. Crowell being crowded by Hamilton, gets a pass into Blackwell, trying to trap him, 7 to shoot, a bump they play on. Out to Janicki, 3 shot right corner, back rim no good. Rebound Mitchell had it, lost it, Gilmore cleans it up. Second chance Wisconsin, off the left wing, Blackwell to the rim, layup is good.
Stevie Mitchell's shoulder.
Yeah, he is shaken up.
He is hurt.
They have stopped play as the Badgers regain the lead 34-32 with 2:17 left in the first half. So Mitchell will come out. Cam Jones is in.
That forces Cam Jones in.
Yeah.
We just talked about that, but they don't have anyone else they're going to throw in that situation.
Couldn't really tell from the Fox replay.
It's his shoulders.
Yeah, but what? You know, if you got who tied him up? So here's Cam Jones out front. Badgers up 2:05 left and a half. Jones picked up by Janicki on the switch. Jones going to work on it. Back to the lane, goes up left hand, tie game. Jones with 13. We're tied at 34 with a minute 55 left in the half. Blackwell for Wisconsin throwing to Crowell outside left. Foul matchup with Caden Hamilton, a throw to Gilmore, hands off to Klesman, snaps off the three, nailed it. Max Klesman drilling his third triple of the half, 37-34 Wisconsin. 1:37 left till halftime. Demaryius Owens off the Hamilton screen, left wing, throws it back out to Hamilton, feeds Owens, left side. Takes it off the wing against Klesman, in the lane. Kick out to Jones, long three straight on, in and out, no good. Crowell the rebound for Wisconsin. 1:20 left in the half, 3-point lead for the Badgers. Blackwell to the front corner, the right side. Blackwell got around Owens, dropped it to Gilmore at the right block. Turns it back out to Crowell, feeds to Nicky. 3 shot left corner, that's over everything. Hamilton clears for Marquette. 1:07 left in the half, 37-34 Wisconsin. Jones up the left side for the Golden Eagles on the wing. A screen from Hamilton. Jones takes it off the left wing in the lane. Klesman goes down. They play on. Hamilton's left wide open. He'll measure. He takes a deep breath. He shoots the three. It's off the rim. No good.
And that's going to be a foul on Jack Janicki.
Ooh. Foul here against Wisconsin. It's on Parham.
Beg your pardon. Wow.
I tell you, Caden Hamilton, he's 0 of 5 from 3. He had about a half a day to eye up that shot. They're saying, take it. Wisconsin was saying that, and he did. And a foul on the loose ball. We go to the other end.
I'm just going to say, anytime you can take a deep breath like you did, like he did, you probably don't want to shoot it.
Yeah, it's that old line. You're open for a reason.
Yes. Bounce Badgers. The shoulders a little bit. Never a good shot. You don't want to do that.
Badgers in the double bonus as Blackwell makes the first free throw. Nolan Winter coming in for Carter Gilmore. 51.3 seconds left in the half. 38-34, Wisconsin leads Marquette. Blackwell with 3 points in this first half. He's an 82% free throw shooter. Badgers 85% as a team coming in. Best in the nation. Both free throws are good for Blackwell. 39-34, Wisconsin. Down to 48 seconds left till halftime.
Wisconsin with a 1-3-1.
How about that, ladies and gentlemen? Yes, they have toyed with it from time to time in practice. Here's Chase Ross, a little driving kick to Marius Owens. Out to Ross for three, left corner. No good, but a foul. It's on
jump
Klesman.
Shooter, Max.
Ooh, that's two on Max Klesman. They almost escaped the rest of the half without that second foul, but 36.4 left till halftime. And a three-shot foul coming up here for Chase Ross of Marquette.
And there's no reason for it.
Ross three out of four at the line today, making four out of five as he hits the first. 39-35 Wisconsin, 36.4 left in the first half.
The other reason there's no reason for it is because we just said Wisconsin's in a what? A 1-3-1?
Yeah.
Do you know how long it probably took the head coach to feel comfortable wanting to play a 1-3-1?
Coaches are going,
do it.
Yeah.
So he does, right?
And they'll
he
gets never do it again. It.
Bingo. Bingo.
Ross hit the second. He has one more coming off of that three-shot foul.
Yes.
And Ross made them all.
You gave him all of that, and then now... Head coach is probably, we're not, he's walking in the locker room, not playing a 1-3-1 again.
39-37, Wisconsin, 30 seconds left in the half. They come to their feet here in Milwaukee. About a 5 second and change difference, game clock to shot clock. Game clock at 22. John Blackwell high on the left, Ross out on him. Shot clock at 10, game clock at 16. Pounding the dribble is Blackwell, they're trying to trap him. Moving to the middle of the court with three to shoot, with two. Blackwell throwing to Klesman and a shot clock violation. Boy, just never got anything going. And now Marquette will get the final possession with 5.6 left in the half. Badgers up two.
Somebody could have told them the ball has air in it. You don't need to keep dribbling it to make sure. I know that's what they were trying to do, just to make sure the ball had air. Maybe it got flat. But the ball has air in it. You didn't need to dribble it so much. That when you dribble it that much, bad things happen.
They've had, two shot clock violations?
Absolutely.
Chaka Smart taking his user lose it timeout. 5.6 seconds left in the half. 39-37, Wisconsin.
And part of that was Marquette. They went with the double drag. Wisconsin was going to come off of that. They trapped that, but they waited to try to go with 10-8 on the clock because it was you're trying to hold for the last possession. So there's a reason you have that. That being said, knowing that you go at 8, you got to go around that double team and you got to come downhill. Wisconsin didn't go downhill. That's why you get your shot clock.
So Marquette can get the final shot here of the first half. 39-37, Wisconsin with 5.6 seconds left till halftime. Cameron Hunter in there for Wisconsin. Jack Janicki, Carter Gilmore, John Blackwell, and Stephen Crow. Chase Ross in the backcourt right in front of the Marquette bench will inbound. Ross will get it into the hands of guess who? Cam Jones against Hunter. Jones through the logo to the front court with three, with two, three in the air. He's short, no good. The first half has come to an end as Wisconsin will take a two-point lead into the locker room at halftime. Well, we thought it would be pretty good, and so far it is really good.
This is what you want.
Absolutely. Two highly ranked teams, two teams that come in with 8-1 records. We're at the half in Milwaukee. Wisconsin 39, Marquette 37. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to quality, Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Utter Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference that care makes.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Milwaukee, where Wisconsin leads Marquette 39-37. John Tanjay with 12 first half points, 7 of 8 from the free throw line. Max Klusman with 11. He is 3 of 5 from long range. Cam Jones pacing Marquette. He has 13 in the first half of play. The Badgers 11 of 12 at the free throw line. Marquette 12 of 13 at the foul line. At the break, Wisconsin 39, Marquette 37. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hey, Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring probation and parole agents with a starting pay of $22 per hour plus scheduled increases, a Monday through Friday schedule, and advancement opportunities. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Time for our halftime conversation. We'll pick up from our pregame interview with Wisconsin basketball chief of staff Mark Vandewettering and putting together the non-conference schedule. One that had a relatively short runway was matching up with the Butler Bulldogs. They're going to play in Indianapolis next week. They're coached by Thad Matta. And I asked Mark about the fact that Coach Gard and Coach Matta know each other from Thad's days at Ohio State. Maybe that helped this process move along quickly.
Familiarity with Thad was huge, you know, because, you know, Coach Gard can reach out to him and say, hey, how serious are you
you about doing this because we're ready to go. And having that relationship with that from his days at Ohio State makes that conversation a lot easier and a lot quicker. And then obviously then it's just contract execution from there and working out, you know, the different things that are going to come along with a neutral site event, I would say, because, you know, Purdue and Texas A&M are the game before us. So there's challenges with that and how that's going to look for who's playing first, who's playing second. What does that look like for people that are coming to the game? Is it better set up to have the teams that are right down the road go first, or, you know, since they're split with local teams, does it really matter? So there's some conversations that happen, but having the familiarity with that, it certainly helps expedite that process.
We'll have more of our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance right after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Holidays in Illinois. Oh, there's so much to enjoy. Chicago's Broadway, see the magic on stage. Walking in a middle wonderland. Illinois' favorite season. Time of year is oh so pleasing. Peoria lights on display. It's the best ever day. Walking in a middle wonderland. Adventure away, it's a bitch with some fun. Walking in a middle wonderland.
Ever find holiday shopping overwhelming? We've got to figure out what they want and then find it all too. Enter Kohl's. They have the best gifts all in one spot. The toys your kids have been asking for, the silk PJs she's been eyeing, and the stylish sweater he'll love. And you can get 20% off some of your gifts during their customer appreciation event. Yep, holiday shopping at Kohl's is the move. Select styles. Offers end December 15th. Some exclusions apply. Coupons do not apply to toys. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
We continue with our halftime conversation with Wisconsin Basketball Chief of Staff Mark VandeWettering. Earlier in this non-conference schedule, the Badgers celebrated the back-to-back Final Four teams, also celebrated Naismith Hall of Famer Bo Ryan. They will celebrate the 2000 Final Four team later this year. That connection has been very important to Coach Gard and all concerned with Wisconsin basketball.
It's huge, and, you know, and he's continued to emphasize that we recognize and celebrate the success that we've had here as a program. You know, and bringing that group back for the 10-year celebration, it's hard to believe it's been 10 years. And, you know, even just reaching out for the Save the Date for the 2000 Final Four team, the responses back from that group where they were ecstatic to be back, you know, and to continue to be recognized. And it's such a point of emphasis for Coach that we continue to celebrate those teams and recognize the tremendous success we've had as a program, you know, because winning's hard, and when you have success to celebrate, you might as well put some time and effort into it and make it happen for everybody.
And to see Bo Ryan, you know, the banner there, that it means present tense a lot to him.
Yeah, for sure. He was, you know, he doesn't get speechless often.
Very true.
But that moment when he was, you know, told that was going to happen, you could tell it meant a lot to him, and such a well-deserved honor for him. You know, obviously the winningest coach in school history, newest member of the Naismith Hall of Fame, and such a well-deserved honor on that side as well. But, yeah, meant a lot to him, and it's pretty cool to walk in here every day with his banner, his name in the rafters.
And that's Mark VandeWettering, Wisconsin Basketball Chief of Staff. Stay with us. We'll check out some of the stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for some delicious new appetizers for watching Badger games at home? Jones Dairy Farm meatballs, bacon, Canadian bacon, Braunschweiger, and all-natural sausage can be worked into so many tasty recipes. Visit jonesdairyfarm.com/recipes to learn how to make cheesy sausage sliders, bacon-wrapped tater tots, creamy Braunschweiger dip, and more. Here's a quick one to try. Just take a bag of Jones all-natural chicken meatballs, drop them in a slow cooker with some buffalo sauce, grab your blue cheese or ranch, and that's it. Cheer on the Badgers with Jones.
Hi, Mark and Sarah Tauscher here. We are teaming up with American Family Insurance for yet another season of giving.
Together, we're raising funds for American Family Children's Hospital Virtual Toy Drive. Every dollar goes towards purchasing therapeutic play supplies for pediatric patients.
This year, American Family Insurance is matching all donations up to $50,000. So help us support this critical program for children and their families.
Let's gift joy, lift spirits, and deliver happiness.
Learn more at amfamforkids.org.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Halftime in Milwaukee, where Wisconsin leads Marquette 39-37. As we check out some of the first half stats, brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin and Marquette both 11-25 overall from the field. The Badgers 6-16 from the arc, 11-12 at the foul line. Marquette 3-11 from deep, 12-13 at the foul line. The Badgers a plus 5 on the glass, only 2 offensive rebounds for Marquette. Second chance points, 6-2 in favor of Wisconsin. Paint points in favor of Marquette, 14-10. Marquette with 5 assists, 4 turnovers, 9 assists, and 8 first half turnovers for Wisconsin. John Tanjay with 12 points leading the way. Max Klusman next up at 11. Cam Jones has 13 to pace Marquette. David Joplin and Chase Ross each with 6. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Through the first 20 minutes, there have been 18 lead changes. Let's find out what happens in the second half. The Badgers lead it 39-37. This is the Halftime Report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
News from the center, WRCE.
18 lead changes in the first half, 9 other occasions it was tied. Wisconsin leads Marquette 39-37 as we get ready for the second half. Well, you talked about some of the keys, Brian. What do you think? Are they checking the boxes here so far?
Yeah, transition defense has been good. I think ball reversal has been really good when you look at what this team has done so far. 9 assists on 11 made field goals. I'd say that's where it needs to be. The only thing that's not is the turnovers. However, Marquette, a team that averages almost 11.5 steals, only have three of them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even though the turnovers have happened, they haven't been the live ball turnovers. So, right now, they're up by two, and they're checking all the boxes that we talked about at the beginning here.
Yeah, you mentioned, you talk about the fast break points, two apiece.
Exactly.
Here in this first half. So players,
and that's what you got to watch.
Yeah. Okay. John Tanjay, two fouls. Max Klesmick, Kamari McGee each with two. Ben Gold, David Joplin, Cam Jones with two fouls. We'll watch that closely in the early minutes of the second half. Original starting five for Greg Gard's team out there with Blackwell, Klesmick, Tanjay, Crowell, and Winter. And likewise for Marquette, Jones, Ross, Joplin, Mitchell, and Gold. Wisconsin will get the first possession of the second half. The Badgers will move to our left as we are ready to go. Second half of play at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee, 39-37. Wisconsin leading Marquette as Nolan Winter throws it inbounds. Blackwell will catch, and off we go. Blackwell outside left. Right-hand toss to Nolan Winter against Joplin. Feeds Tanjay versus Ross right wing. Into Crowell. Single coverage from Gold. Crowell right of lane. Trying to back, now draws the double as he pivots to the baseline. Feeds a cutting Klesmick, and he gets fouled going to the goal. Good sharp cut. Stevie Mitchell called for the foul. That'll be his first.
And good pass by Stephen Crowell. Even though he hasn't scored, seven rebounds, he's really anchored that middle.
And no shot attempts for Crowell. Max Klesmick, 2 of 2 at the line, 11 first half points. Shoots two here, and he is good with the first. Largest lead was 5 for Wisconsin, and that was rather brief. Marquette's biggest lead is 3, so it's just been tight throughout as we get started in the second half. Klesmick hitting the first free throw, and he hits the second as well. 41-37 Wisconsin. Opening minute, second half. First possession out for Marquette in the second half, moving to our right. Cam Jones, left-hand dribble across the top of the key. Left of the circle, feeds Ben Gold. A handoff to Joplin. Took a look, now puts it on the deck. Trying to back down on Nolan Winter. Brings it back, curls into the lane. Turning, pivots, goes up and in. The patience from Joplin. He has 8, 41-39, Wisconsin.
I was just thinking, you know, is Wisconsin going to be able to extend that lead? Can they get a couple of stops? And then right there is an answer by Marquette.
John Blackwell out front for the Badgers, going to Nolan Winter, flips to Klesmick, turns to Blackwell outside left. It's inside, goes in the crowd, give and go. Blackwell catching a bump with Ross, they play on. Blackwell muscles it up and in from low on the right.
So far we've seen a focus on post touches and then post cutting for Wisconsin to start the second half.
43-39 Wisconsin, a minute 15 gone second half. Ross goes into goal, dribbles it back out to Ross, takes it off the right wing in the lane, kick out Joplin, left corner, three in the air, is off the rim and out, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds, last touch by Crowell, they say, of Wisconsin. Not quite a minute and a half gone by, second half, 43-39, Wisconsin leads Marquette.
And offensively, Wisconsin really is kind of starting to get what they want. It's got to be this end on the defensive end, be able to get some stops, string them together.
Bounce pass to Ben Gold. Left of the lane, gives off to Jones, hooks it back to Gold. Good look at a three, left wing good. And Gold, his second three, and Marquette back within one. 43-42, Wisconsin, a minute 40 gone by second half. Crowell outside right, hands off to Blackwell on the right wing. Blackwell against Stevie Mitchell with a tight defense. Blackwell with a left-hand dribble into the lane. He pivots, fades, flips, and it's off the rim and rolling all around the rim and in for Blackwell. 45-42 Wisconsin, about 2 minutes gone, second half. Shoots Ross against Klesmick, throwing to Gold, left side. Turns it back out to Ross, driving by Crowell, low on the left, goes up and in.
And they've run that alley pick and roll, that's where they've struggled.
With a dangerous pass, it's intercepted by Cam Jones, whips it ahead to Chase Ross, drops it to Joplin on the right side. Joplin against Winter, in the lane, low on the left, goes up, no good. Mitchell crashing for the offensive rebound, back up, missed it. Rebound, Nolan Winter of Wisconsin. 45-44, the Badgers, 2.5 minutes gone, second half. Blackwell to the front court. He'll throw it to Nolan Winter, turns to John Tanjay. A bump and an offensive foul on Tanjay. He'll wipe away with the free arm, and boy, that was a hold-your-breath moment both sides. Jones had two, Tanjay had two, and now Tanjay has three, and he will come out as Kamari McGee is back in.
They didn't call the initial contact there, but then John did wrap, and yep. It was so obvious that they, I don't think they wanted to call the foul, but they had to call it.
So he sits with three, 45-44, Wisconsin with 17-14 remaining. Joplin leaves it for Jones out high. Jones right of the lane, turns it back out to Joplin, snaps off the three, left of the circle, it's good, and Marquette takes the lead, 47-45. 3 minutes gone by second half. McGee throwing to Nolan Winter. He'll leave it for Klesman out top. Klesman between the circles. Right-hand dribble, right of the lane, driving, left it inside for Crowell. Up and no tip, yes, from Stephen Crowell for his first points today, tied at 47. That was close to a basket interference there. But here's Chase Ross, leads it for Gold, right of the circle, hands off to Joplin. Long three on the way, back iron, no. McGee had it, lost it, it's loose. Mitchell grabs it for Marquette on the left wing. Second chance Marquette, Mitchell left of the lane, moving in. Blackwell cut him off just outside the left block. Mitchell throwing to Joplin. Left of the lane, 10 on the shot clock. Goes out to Cam Jones, shot clock at 6. Jones drives by McGee to the rim, flipped it up and into the left hand. Little blow by from Cam Jones, 49-47 Marquette. 16:08 remaining. Kamari McGee to the front court. Going to Nolan Winter, turns to Blackwell on the right side. Blackwell sends to Crowell, left of the wheel. One dribble, picks it up. Marquette contesting everything. Cross court, McGee, Kamari, baseline right, driving, leaning, goes up too strong. Rebound, Chase Ross. On the push, up the middle front court. Stops at the line, drops it to Jones, blows off the left wing of the lane, up right hand, good. And Marquette is up 4. Let's see how Greg Gard plays this. 51-47, Marquette, 15:35 remaining. They'll play on. Blackwell outside rights. Kills the dribble. A bounce for Stephen Crowell on the right wing. Gold defended. Crowell out to Klesman. Went through his hands. Runs it down at the midcourt logo. Shot clock at 10. Klesman high on the left. Shot clock at 7. Klesman against Mitchell. Deep three for Max. It's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound Jones and Marquette. He'll push it front court. Fans it out to Joplin. Drives off the left wing. In the lane. A whistle. And a shot is up. And the foul is called before the shot. They'll get McGee on a block. As we'll have the under 16 immediate timeout. So Marquette with a burst. Now leading by 4 early in the second half. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. We'll take a break. 15:05 remaining. Marquette 51, Wisconsin 47. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for some delicious new appetizers for watching Badger games at home? Jones Dairy Farm meatballs, bacon, Canadian bacon, Braunschweiger, and all-natural sausage can be worked into so many tasty recipes. Visit jonesdairyfarm.com/recipes to learn how to make cheesy sausage sliders, bacon-wrapped tater tots, creamy Braunschweiger dip, and more. Here's a quick one to try. Just take a bag of Jones all-natural chicken meatballs, drop them in a slow cooker with some buffalo sauce, grab your blue cheese or ranch, and that's it. Cheer on the Badgers with Jones.
Our personal service includes savings. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We're always looking for ways to bring you more value and convenience. That includes opportunities to save. For example, a savings may be available to those who choose to bundle a State Farm auto policy with a homeowner's policy. Lower premiums may apply if you have a new home or an older home with completely updated utility systems. Let's talk about the homeowner's insurance choices that make sense for you today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Marquette on a 9-2 run now leads Wisconsin 51-47. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
15:05 remaining in Milwaukee. Marquette 51, Wisconsin 47. Marquette getting a scoring burst here. John Tanjay remains on the bench with three fouls. Stevie Mitchell will be inbounding. Baseline left. Jack Janicki on the floor for Wisconsin, along with Carter Gilmore, Blackwell, Klesmitz, and Crowell.
I think Stevie Mitchell from Marquette's brought a lot of energy. A couple of loose balls that he's taken away from Wisconsin players. That's where Wisconsin needs to match that energy.
Inbounds pass. Mitchell has the ball now against Jack Janicki. Mitchell going to work on spin move in the lane. Up right hand, back rim, and through. Yeah, on cue. I mean, Mitchell does so many things well. He had 21 in their win against Purdue recently and plays some nasty defense. Now the longest lead either side today at 6 points. Marquette has the advantage, 53-47. Gilmore up top. They want to go high-low into Crowell. Low on the left. Goes up. Missed it. Inside. Rebound Mitchell for Marquette. 5.5 minutes gone. Second half. 6-point lead Marquette. Jones out front off the gold screen. Jones driving. Runs it up off the glass. Too strong. No good. Gilmore the rebound for Wisconsin. Outlet to Blackwell to the front court is John, and he just lost it off his leg. Live ball turnover. Here comes Joplin with Gilmore back. Joplin in the paint, throws it up, no good. Gilmore helping alter that, and he gets the rebound for Wisconsin.
It was a great job by Gilly to get back. It's exactly what needed.